It's no secret the holidays are going to look a little different this year.
For sure. I'm already planning my virtual dinner parties and, of course, caroling sessions.
We may not be able to see everyone we love in person this year, but we can certainly let them know we're thinking of them in the form of memorable and personalized gifts.
Etsy remains the best place to get quality, handmade, and heartfelt gifts for the people in your life, inspired by the things they love.
There's so many choices, and Etsy sellers run the gamut, from home goods and decor to artwork, clothing, and jewelry. And the best part is everything is totally unique, from handmade pieces to one-of-a-kind vintage items.
So Megan, if you wanted to get me a gift, you know I love a nice cheese plate, so naturally I'm eyeing so many of the beautiful handcrafted cheese boards available from a variety of sellers.
And for our Housewives fans out there, there are amazing wine glasses, perfect to pair with your next pour and binge session this holiday season.
Wine and cheese at Shea Eric J. Mack. It'll take my quarantine snacking to the next level.
Etsy is making my holiday shopping so much more special this year, and I cannot wait to see my friends and family open their gifts.
This holiday season, shop Etsy to gift like you mean it. Go to Etsy.com/gifts to shop meaningful gifts for the people you love.
That's Etsy.com/gifts.
Hi, I'm Megan Segura.
And I'm Eric J. Mack.
And this is The Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast.
In honor of Below Deck Season 8, we're breaking out our Below Deck recaps into their very own episodes.
Okay, yes. I'm so excited Below Deck is back. Let's get into it.
Well, I guess to begin with, Captain Lee!
Where are you?
I'm in the hospital right now.
You're in the hospital?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm embarrassed to say that I fell in the shower. Went down pretty hard and couple of ribs.
All right.
I might need surgery. If it's bad, I may have to head home. Hell, this season may be over for me before it even starts.
Oh my God, I hate when anything happens to older people, and this was just like really not a very happy way to start the season.
Well, are we getting to that point with him where his, you know, mind is clearly so sharp, but is his body starting to fail him?
Or
is
it
just a one-off accident and we shouldn't be concerned?
I think it's a one-off accident, but this is one of those things that you worry about with like your grandparents and your parents as they get older, like slipping and falling in the shower. You remember those commercials from growing up that were like, help, I've fallen, you know, and you're just like, oh my God, it's one of those things that just makes me so sad and I just want to help and I can't because he's in the TV.
I also just wonder how many of the cast members were worried about Lee as opposed to worrying about, am I not going to be on TV? Because right? I signed up to be on TV.
Well, what would have happened? I mean, just thinking about that from not just like the charter season perspective, but like from the show. Can you imagine if something had happened? Oh my God, I would have been devastated.
I will say the fact that we got Eddie back this season makes me realize how I treat Below Deck in such a different way than I treat our other shows. Because I can tell you the catalyst for a fight of this season on, let's say, Real Housewives of Orange County, stemming back to season 3. And here, let me tie the threads of how we got here.
Mm-hmm.
But with Below Deck, I feel like I start fresh each season because I remember Eddie, but I don't really remember details about him. I just don't think of the show in the same way, if that makes sense.
Right. Well, we do often get so many new cast members every season that,
right.
And once in a while, like the chef is the same from last season or someone comes back, like Chef Ben or something. Eddie, if you remember, in season 3, he started off pretty nice, pretty sweet, seemed okay. But we found out by the end of the season that he was hooking up with Rocky and like wouldn't admit to it and kind of, I don't know, we've seen a few bosuns like play out that way, right? Like they start off okay and then they kind of mistreat a lady on the boat and then you're like, okay, we see your true colors. So I think we had a bit of that with Eddie, but maybe it's been 5 years since he was on the show last. Maybe he has grown and changed.
My God, I hope so. Because I do think that's the worst offense you can commit as a man, is to be hooking up with someone and then not admitting to it.
Well, I think the person we may have to worry about with that scenario is James, because he reads to me as one of those like Love Island blokes. You know, have you ever seen that British show where it's like beautiful, gorgeous, stunning men and women all going into this house and like living together and like hooking up and whatever. But just the accent. I mean, I think he's very attractive. Don't get me wrong. But I feel like he's the one we kind of have to worry about this season.
Good call.
Yeah. And what about Shane? Isn't Shane so cute? But he's also so young that I kind of feel like it's wrong.
He's so new to all of this. I think he's going to be maybe a great personality on the show, but maybe not so useful on the boat.
Well, we're seeing him and his sort of like, I'm an environmentalist. Like I do yoga. I'm, you know, I got paper straws ready to go.
I'm here to be a deckhand. But first and foremost, I'm an environmentalist.
Are you making cocktails?
I'm getting rid of the plastic and putting in the paper.
That's amazing. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
And I got them nautical.
That's so cool.
No matter where life takes me, like I always bring my own satchel of like paper straws on me. Because we have one planet, we destroy our Earth, then where are humans gonna go? The moon? Yeah, right.
He's very similar, I think, to Elizabeth. Like the two of them seem to have a very similar mentality. An approach to life. So maybe the two of them will find their way to each other.
It is kind of funny, though, because this doesn't seem like the industry that would attract those types of people. Like people who actually want to do good in this world and care about spiritual things. And this is a very like vapid world of yachting, you know?
Right. A lot of like money, parties, over the top. Yeah, I could totally see that. But it gives you the opportunity to travel. So I feel like they kind of like weigh their options and they're like, well, I get to see a lot of places in the world I might not otherwise.
Right.
I mean, especially the Caribbean. Like, this looks so beautiful. This is my ideal below deck location. I mean, absolutely stunning.
So pretty. I guess it's kind of good, but it's also kind of sad just seeing all this great travel and you're like, oh God, I just want to be somewhere in a bikini right now.
That's so true. It's so true. It's going to feel so good, though, when we finally can do that. Like, just think of that feeling of, like, stepping onto the beach again for the first time. Oh.
Yes.
Especially going into the winter. Oh, hold that thought in your mind.
That's the other depressing part. This is the time when I always go out of town because I'm like, nope, it's cold. I'm out.
Right. And it has been getting very cold. But, like, you know what? We have Below Deck to live through vicariously right now.
Right.
Okay. Well, what about Francesca? We have to talk about the new chief stew. Obviously, love Kate, miss you, stay in my life forever. But we have Francesca.
But we have
now.
To move on.
We have to move on. Captain Lee did. It's time. But what are your thoughts?
I love her.
Yeah. Me too.
I think, first of all, she's very pretty, which is important to me. But also, just that she is so particular and, like, I think we're going to get some good drama out of her because she's very high standards, but also maybe a little bit emotionally unstable, as we see in the previews for next week. She's having a hard time under the pressure of these really high maintenance guests.
Yeah, she does come across to me as kind of a blend of, you know, Kate, Hannah, and even a bit of Bugsy, right? There's sort of a lot of characteristics that she has of all of those three peoples that have been in chief stew positions. So I have a lot of hope for her. But so far, I'm getting a really good energy from her. And I think she'll make a good leader in her position. And that's the most important part.
Yeah. I do want to talk about the charter guests we got this episode.
Mm-hmm. Charlie is back.
I know we've seen them, you know, before.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a lot. The coming on and immediately demanding things and being up. I know you're paying a lot of money. I get it. But at the same time, it's so foreign to me, the idea of being a shitty person. I just couldn't. Right. I couldn't. And I'm probably shittier to people I do know than people that I don't, you know? Like, I yeah. just... I wish sometimes I could be, because I feel guilty asking my server to get me extra ketchup. I would love to live without that emotional burden. So I can't imagine being this charter guest who is saying to the chief stew, you know what, today's a learning curve and tomorrow you're going to get it right.
Right.
Just, oh my God.
Let's call today learning curve.
Okay.
Let's call tomorrow get it right.
Okay.
How does that sound?
That sounds great. I am mortified right now.
I mean, if you remember, I know Charlie. I have met Charlie in LA and we worked together at Comic-Con once. He hired
what?
Me to help out.
I don't
out.
Think I've heard this.
I thought I mentioned it last time he was on the show. But I do know him in life and he is very much like that. You know, this is not his first time on this boat, on this show. I think he does lean into it a little bit more, knowing that he's allowed to behave this way and they have no choice but to do all of the things that he asks or demands or whatever. But also, like, you have to be respectful of the crew, of the staff, like, of the captain. And I feel like that he toes the line with that very often and doesn't always listen to what people are saying. And just the whole approach that he has, like, to your point, when she's at the bar and he's like, okay, today's a learning curve, tomorrow we're going to nail it, right? And then kisses her on the cheek. It's like, that is so fake. And don't try to be on their level at one point, but then also be like, but just remember, I'm the guest, you know, like, that's right. So bitchy.
So wait, what capacity, like, were you guys at Comic-Con together?
Well, so he was friends with a friend of mine. We had mutual friends and he needed help with his panel. He produced a panel at Comic-Con. This was years ago. And basically to go and help him, I had a pass to Comic-Con. So I obviously took advantage of that. And you know, we had mutual friends and we didn't really socialize a lot together. We didn't run in the same circles in LA, but like had that mutual friend. But, you know, he is the characteristics that he displays on the show are, you know, pretty much what I remember from my time of working with him.
Interesting.
Which, I mean, he worked in PR and sometimes you have to be like that. Right. And there's different degrees to PR. Like our PR people at Bravo would like never, but you know, depending on your clients, depending on a lot of different circumstances, you got to be a little bit pushy and you got to be a little bit like, hey babe, can you just like get me what I want really quick? Thank you. You know, like that's the characteristic of some people. Mm. Okay. But wait, the other thing I want to bring up is, you know, there were a lot of people ahead of time because there was an exclusive clip from this episode that went out on Bravo Insider. And mm-hmm. a lot of people were like, well, wait a minute, who is this guy, Avery? And when he gets that phone call and then goes to Captain Lee and says, you know, we thought my grandmother had the flu, but I guess it's worse than that. My jaw dropped. My heart sank. I was like, does she have coronavirus?
Captain Lee, do you have a second?
Sure.
I just kind of got some really bad news of my grandmother. And unfortunately, I'm going to have to leave, like, as soon as possible. And I may not get to see her, like, by the end of the night.
I'm sorry to hear that.
We thought she had the flu at first, but it, I guess, wasn't. And she's just old now. And
how old is she?
She's 86. But I'm really sorry. This is the last thing I want to do.
No, no. I understand. Family comes first. Yeah. Always.
I want to thank you very much for having me aboard.
No, not a problem.
Thank you very much.
Like, is this the start? Like, we know that it's coming this season and this is probably in about
February. Could be pneumonia, you know, that.
Right. That's that true. I mean, she's
older people down too. Right. You know what I thought though, watching it? If I ever have grandchildren, I am going to make sure that they know if you're ever in a situation where you could be on a reality show or you could come say goodbye to me before I die, take the reality show opportunity. Like, our time together was great and everything, and I'm sure you'll have fond memories of me, but please, for me, become a reality star. Like, that's the biggest gift you could give me as your grandmother.
Right. Like, live on and be on this show in my honor and just absolutely. Let the world know. That's very respectable of you, Megan.
Thank you.
Very selfless.
Very selfless, if anything.
Well, what do you think about Izzy? Second stew. She gets squirted in the face with the bidet. A little inexperienced, right?
She seems slow. Wait, is she the slow one?
Yeah.
She's the one who couldn't make drinks.
She's the slow one.
God, Izzy is so slow.
I can't even think right now.
How long does it take to make espressos? There's two coffee machines. Use both.
Look, I think that the one thing you can do to really please a charter guest is to just make sure they're hammered. So if you can't make a drink quickly, that's a problem.
Yeah.
Because when they don't have a drink in their mouth, they're talking and complaining. So you just got to get it together.
Well, and you got to strategize, right? Like, you got to bring them shots, like, on the house, so to speak, first of all, right away. Like, get them shots so they're already a little liquored up. It's hot out there. It's sunny. They're going to feel it right away. Then take their drink order. And, you know, then they're all lounging. They're already a little tipsy. Then you go back. You take your time. But you also got to pick up the pace, especially with this group. And just knowing that this is the first charter, like, she's got to figure out a way to move along a little faster.
I'm very fascinated by the chef. She seems wacky.
Yeah, that whole bit she had about like food and the science behind it and the presentation and the smell and the whole thing. I was like, ooh. I was like, she's talking about food in ways that I have never even thought about.
But also like, it's just, yeah, very animated, I guess.
The preparation of food is so scientific. How is it going to be perceived neurologically when it hits the palate? You've got visual, you've got scent, then you've got texture, and then you've got taste.
These can go on the table?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, fantastic.
I love it. It's like a little fun puzzle to put together. Sorry, I'm a nerd.
Well, it is great to see a female chef, if only for, you know, the trifecta we had on Below Deck Med this past season of Sandy, Malia, and Hannah. Well, to start with, anyway, we now have a female in the chef position and Chief Stew, and then, of course, Captain Lee. But it's great to see a female in the position.
I know. And it looks like at some point she might say to Captain Lee, he can go fuck himself. So I'm really excited for that.
Fuck yourself.
I'd rather not do that.
Yeah, and they're all just like sitting around the table. It feels like a very strange moment to be saying that, but I'm very curious to know what happens there. I mean, all things considered too, when you see the super tease or at least the end of the episode that's like what's to come this season, it seems like we have a very intense season ahead.
I'm so excited.
Lots of tears, lots of cursing, and then of course coronavirus.
Eek. So if you can't get enough of Captain Lee, Eddie, and Below Deck, we're going to be recapping it every week and giving it to you early on Fridays.
Next week, we'll even have special guest Kate Chastain joining us, so you know you'll want to hear her thoughts on the new season.
We'll be back with our regularly scheduled episode Saturday.
And remember, watching Bravo isn't a guilty pleasure.
It's self-care.
Guys, let's keep the conversation going. We want to talk to you all week long. You can find us on Instagram at Bravo Daily Dish.
And on Twitter at Bravo TV. Just don't forget to use the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish.
Or reach out to us personally. I'm everywhere at Meg Segura.
And I'm everywhere at Eric J. Mack. That's E-R-I-K.
And if you're on Facebook, join the Daily Dish Facebook group.
You can post about what you're watching, your favorite shows, who's your favorite housewife, ask a question, start some drama. There's a lot of good stuff in there, so check it out.
You can also learn more about the podcast at bravotv.com.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Looking fine, and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy, miss me, kiss me.